Now on We Love Movies, the fifth installment in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Yay! Hits cinemas. I'd be really curious to know if people are excited for this new installment, bearing in mind a lot of people feel that this series set sail a long time ago.
I'm not going to allow you to walk the plank with terrible puns like that.
Because the third film was very convoluted. The fourth film was like even worse. And now the fifth one, they're trying to harken back to the original movie. But let's just see if they go out on a high, because there's a lot of talk that this could be the final film in the series. Rory Cashin is here. Brian Lloyd is over the phone. Brian, just off air, you were going, how am I going to condense the plot to this? But,
good luck, Brian.
But fair play to you, Brian. You've taken up the challenge. It's all yours. What's going on?
Okay. Orlando Bloom's son, Brandon Thwaites, is trying to break the curse of his father, who is trapped to the Flying Dutchman. Kayla Scodelario.
Good attempt.
Sure. Yeah. She has the ability to find this ancient artifact called the Trident of Poseidon, which can break all curses on the sea. The two of them get together to try find the Trident with Jack Sparrow, played by Johnny Depp. And hunting them is David Wilmot and Javier Bardem, who plays this zombie pirate that Johnny Depp's character killed, essentially, about 15 years ago.
All right, let's take a clip from Pirates of the Caribbean, Salazar's Revenge, because in the States it's called Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah, because we all know who Salazar is, and we really are invested on whether he gets his revenge now.
I think it's so stupid given that subtitle. Anyway, here's that clip.
Jack Sparrow. Do you know this pirate?
Only by name.
Find Sparrow for me and relay a message from Capitan Salazar and tell him death will go straight for him. Would you say that to him, please?
So the fifth installment, Pirates of the Caribbean, is out in cinemas this weekend. Rory, just before we get into what you and Brian think of this new installment, what do you think of the Pirate series?
I see them kind of almost parallel to the Transformers movies in that they have gotten progressively worse, progressively more convoluted. Very good at getting in actors who you think would be above this, but apparently, you know, when you've got loads of money to throw at them, of course they're going to come on. And keep making a billion or more at the box office. So the first one was good, and then now we're actually, this year as well, we're on to number 5 for both of them.
That's right, yeah, as well. Yeah, Transformers, the Last Night.
Imagine the Transformers the Last Night turned out to be the best one since the first one.
Well, they've got that writer's room put together, like Black Hawk Down.
But they've also got that trailer. Have you seen the trailer?
I haven't seen the latest one.
What?
Good, bad?
It's...
mess?
There's not a word I can think of to describe it. It's... I'm very curious to see that fifth Transformers film, because if it's anything like the trailer, I am going to walk out of there needing an instant lobotomy.
Oh, wow. Now, Brian, a lot has changed since the first Pirates movie, because if people rewind the clock, they'll remember that Johnny Depp, people were just loving him as Captain Jack, that, you know, he got Oscar nominated, and because he was known pretty much from, you know, an indie type of actor, and suddenly he went down the mainstream route. But time hasn't been good to Depp, but also at the same time, he has chosen an awful lot of roles that you think, oh, you are just slumming it now. You are playing the same type of characters. You are better than this. And it's almost like Adam Sandler, he just doesn't really care anymore. He's happy to take the paycheck. So I'm kind of curious as well, will people be as invested in Pirates with all the hassle that's been going on in his personal life? Will they really care about Captain Jack? What do you think the mood is for this new film?
I think, yeah, I mean, I you know, it's funny, like you're saying there, Transformers is on its fifth one, Pirates is on its fifth one. I suppose there's an element of, like, you know, who really cares anymore? You know, that kind of way. Like, is Pirates still the kind of the pop culture phenomenon that it once was? And I don't think it is. But having said that, though, and it's interesting you bring up Johnny Depp's personally, because I felt as I was watching this, they really kind of, they only used Johnny Depp when it was absolutely necessary. You know, that kind of way. They only ever brought him in when they needed him to kind of move the story on. And I get this feeling that as they were cutting this and all the stuff started coming out of Johnny Depp, they were like, right, okay, get that out. We don't need that. We don't need that. Use him only when we absolutely need him, and then fill him in with Brandon Thwaites and Kayla Scullin, whatever. And the fact there is that the two of them are not good actors. Do you know that kind of way? Like, Brandon Thwaites Jesus, he couldn't act his way out of a paper bag. And Kayla Scodelario, I thought she was in EastEnders. Turns out she was in Skins. But I mean, the big highlight for this, I said this to Rory as well, was Javier Bardem. He was brilliant in it. Like, he can, I don't know anybody who can channel, you know, menace and being, you know, allowing the makeup and the special effects to, you know, move the performance forward, you know, that kind of way. Because it really kind of reminded me of, Skyfall, of that whole thing of, like, you know, like, he's just this really gnarly looking, ugly character, but he's just so refined and so kind of, like, eloquent and well-spoken, you know? And, like, he was the best part of this film.
So Javier's great.
Yeah.
How is Depp, though?
He's fine. He doesn't do anything new with the character, but there's nothing else really new to be done with it. He has some amusing interactions with the co-stars. Like, when he's acting with those two that Brian talked about, he's clearly the acting highlight. But then when he's up against Jeffrey Rush, or if he's gone up against Javier Bardem, like, you can see he's just standing there just, like, as a sounding board for them to be impressive, because, you know, Jeffrey Rush is incredible, and he's just having the time of his life playing Barbosa. And like Brian said, Javier Bardem is fantastic in this. Outside of that, some of the action sequences are really good. Pirates is actually pretty good for putting together, like, really decently choreographed action scenes to, like, on a massive scale. The special effects, again, top notch, because Pirates is obviously very good for pushing the envelope in that, because anyone who remembers Davy Jones, Bill Nye's character, was really impressive. Stuff with this again. It's got ghost sharks. So that by itself gets it some points, because, you know, ghost sharks.
I'd say the makers of Sharknado go, God damn it.
God, that was our next one. Go Sharknado.
But one of the things, one of the criticisms for Depp in the last one was that he really hammed up the whole Keith Richards performance to the point where it was cranked up to 11. Has he toned it down in any way, Brian?
No, I mean, he's just kind of like, he's hit all the beats that he's going to hit with this. As Rory was saying, like, he's pretty much exactly as he was in the first one as he is in this one. And to be fair, like, I mean, you don't want to see Jack Sparrow having any kind of depth, you know, that kind of way. Like, he's meant to be a caricature. He's meant to be this kind of swaggering pirate, you know. So, like, do you really... And to be fair, there's a part in this film where they kind of explain how he became Jack Sparrow. And you're like, I don't care.
You don't,
like,
have to go back.
Get on with it. Like,
do you know, one of the things as well, just before we get scores, that I felt, again, with this film, you've given too much away, like spoiling the fact that Orlando Bloom is in it. For anyone that would care. They've kind of announced as well other actors that are in it. You go, was there anything that surprised you going when after watching the film? Oh my God, I can't believe that they're in it.
Yeah, I'd seen the poster for Paul McCartney. Okay, so two things. One, Paul McCartney was actually decent in his cameo. Mm-hmm. He had, I think, maybe the best laugh in the film.
Yeah, he
and
did, actually.
Two... One thing does happen where I was like, okay, you've done that, and that was a nice little surprise, and off the back of that, you should not make any more Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And on that note then, we'll let us get scores then out of 10 for possibly the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Brian.
6 out of 10, like, it's fine. Like, I was not, to be fair, look, I was coming into this with low expectations and they were surpassed just about. So, yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I think it's the best ending they're going to get for the Pirates franchise. And as Rory said, they should leave it now and let it be. Yeah, I don't think they're going to get any more mileage out of it.
Nice Paul McCartney joke there.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Let it be.
Out of 10, please, Rory.
I would also give it 6 out of 10. I think it's the best one since the first one. And I know that sounds like... damning with faint praise, but action scenes are great, special effects are great. Again, it gets so caught up in its own knots telling a convoluted story that it doesn't need to, because it's got pirates and ghost sharks. What else could you possibly need? But aside from that, like, big screen, lots of, looks very expensive. 320 million, second most expensive film ever made.
I know, that is worrying, bearing in mind that King Arthur was such a box office dud last week. Yeah. This one really needs to perform. Rory Cashin, Brian Lloyd, thank you so much, gents.
Thank you.
Thank you.